Yo, what it do? This your boy, Soulja Boy, a.k.a. Young Draco. You chilling with the Daddy Cortez Show right here. Keep it locked.
How important is it to you to park as close to wherever you're going and to make sure that you get the right parking? Pretty important to one of Anthony A's neighbors. Hey, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
PJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I ran into my first real apartment drama at my new complex, guys.
Whoa.
So
neighbor wars.
Listen, I wasn't aware that certain parking spaces were leased. I thought it was a free-for-all amongst all residents, dude. I left for a trip for a few days, right? And I come back, and somebody vandalized my car over a parking space, dude.
Oh, no.
Where I left my car parked there, bro, and they wrote all kinds of stuff all over my car, and they left a little note telling me that they're going to threaten to tow my car. Mind you, I'm like, I live here. This is my space. Not only did they leave a note, they left a bunch of, like, doodles, I guess you could say.
Doodles?
Of genitalia.
No!
Yes, all over my car, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
All over my car. And then, and on that point, I'm like, yo, just leave me a note. Like, I'm not a mean person. Like,
well,
you
did you get a note?
Well, I did. So then I emailed the property manager saying, hey, there's a doodle vandal on the loose out here doodling all over people's car, leaving
hard
doodles.
Okay, wait, hold on. You said they drew on your car. I thought it was like with shoe polish. Okay, it was a finger.
It was a finger, yes. It was, yes.
In the dirt of
they did
your
not
car.
Draw a finger, though.
Well, I get that, but no. They drew with a finger on the dirt of your car. Okay, continue.
Yeah,
so
the dirt of my car, dude. And then when I emailed the property manager says, oh, we don't manage that property no more. Sorry, we can't do nothing with you. Tell the new people.
So well, who are the new people?
I haven't even met them yet. So nobody's on my side here.
No, Anthony, it's because there's no paint involved. There's no spray paint. There's no shoe polish. It's nothing. The concern.
He feels violated, Dana.
Well, I realize that, but
here's,
it's
here's
not that big a deal.
Too.
Or was it a big deal?
It was across the entire side of his car.
You guys, whose team are you guys on here, dude? Because here's the truth. The update is that she actually does own that spot. So she was, I'll say she because I think it was a woman. It was actually their spot. So I was in the wrong.
Here, send me the note. Let me see it real quick. Let me look. Okay, I'm looking at it. Oh, yeah, that's a woman. She wrote that note. She has a little dot underneath her exclamation point, like a round circle. Yeah, she's angry. Well, she paid for her parking.
She has the penmanship of a fifth-grade girl.
For sure,
she paid,
Otto.
I know
sure.
She paid for the parking. I'm sorry, but don't draw my car. And I would have moved my car. I would have figured it out.
I think the moral of this story is wash your car.
Personally, I'm kind of on her side because she just used your entire car to draw her doodles.
She's like, sir,
her dirty little doodles.
Yeah, not only is your car in my parking spot, it's very dirty and disturbing the neighborhood.
That's you too and my mom on
Did
her
your
side.
Mom say that too? Yeah, like, yeah. Wash your car, Anthony.
My mom's like,
parking
the right
for
spot.
Me, it's a big deal for me. Yeah, you have to park in the right spot. We don't pay for our parking, but each apartment that we live in comes with assigned parking. And one day somebody parked their car there. And remember they reported it? It got towed.
Yeah. They don't mess around at our place.
So you're lucky all she did was doodle a little doohickey and leave you a note. Because she could have got you towed and that would have cost you a lot of money.
I did like the fact that she drew like a box around your face where your face would be in driving. And she wrote across the top.
She
wrote
did.
That like a caption that I can't say across the top. But yeah. I thought that I was like, you know what? Her creative instincts behind this whole thing.
She,
I think she might be cool. I
she
think
had a lot
she
of time on her hands. Yeah.
She might be cool. Oh, God.
Otto said you should date her.
I mean, she seems like fun.
Guys, this is not a Paul Rudd movie. This is my life, okay?
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is St. Patrick's Day.
Woo! Hope you're wearing green.
Yo, what's up? This is G-Eazy on the Dana Cortez Show. You already know.
When should you move out of your house? If you're still living at home and your age begins with a 3... And it's not just a singular digit.
You might have been in the house for a little too long.
Yeah, 31-year-old Jay from TikTok lives at home, and he's somewhat of an influencer. He's been going viral because what he spends his money on are expensive bags, purses, galore. And, I mean, the man has quite the collection. Here he is talking about his latest purchase.
I know this is late, but let's unbox my Christmas present from Chanel. Ooh. You guys, I'm literally, like, so excited because this is, again, my most expensive handbag and also my first ever Chanel bag. And I thought, you know what? It's Christmas. Wow. I work hard. I deserved it. I know I'm literally over here just trying to justify the cause, but YOLO. And here YOLO. She is, my beautiful brand new Chanel bag from the 26 Cruise collection. Wow. This is called the Hobo Bag.
The people in the background are his parents working so that he can afford this lifestyle that he lives with.
How much does a Chanel bag like that cost?
Anywhere from $6,500 to $9,800, depending on the size of the bag. So jeez. I think he has the larger bag. I think he paid the $9,000 for that bag, $9,800. And he's got all that money because he doesn't
lives
have
at
to,
home.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay bills.
And his parents don't make him pay one bill.
And he also said it's part of his culture, right? His parents want him to stay home.
Which is true. Yeah. There's a lot of cultures that do want their kids at home.
That's
until
not my
married.
Culture. I don't think it's a good idea if my kids had just stayed at home and just not learned how to live in normal society. That's not to say that I'm not opposed to helping my daughters. I've always helped them along the way. But I don't think it makes good self-sufficient members of society if you've just got people leaning on you the whole time. How are they going to make it in the world?
But also, like, the society has changed a little bit now, too. I know a lot of first-time homeownership isn't really happening to, like, 35, 36. I know a lot of friends who have roommates or live with other type of relatives, not necessarily their parents. So I think everyone's little situation is a little bit different and it's changing like right now, nowadays.
That's true. And Anthony, there's even a new trend where friends are buying homes together because of the cost, because of...
I don't recommend that. I have two friends who did that and it completely went left and broke up their whole friendship.
What happened?
Well, because one friend got a significant other and that significant other moved in. And when you're renting a property, that's not as crazy as it is. Like, it was like when you own the home, that's a whole different thing. It's separated like a, you know, a decade long friendship.
I'm not buying a house with a friend.
It's worked for a lot of people. But, you know, I never had that luxury that Jay on TikTok had because I had my oldest daughter, Kirsten, when I was 15. So I had to go to work.
Oh.
Now I have some income that I can go out and do whatever, but I've never really just spent money on stupid stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Like,
the man bought a $9,800 bag for himself for Christmas.
Jay reminds me a lot of my brothers, Matt and T, because both of them lived at home well after college.
And did they buy Chanel bags?
No, they would go on expensive ski trips and go. Wow. They went to Europe to go skiing. They went and helicopter skiing, I remember.
Which is extremely
they
expensive.
They both drove expensive foreign cars, and I finally had to tell them, why are you guys fronting? You guys live at home.
Don't hate.
I was hating. I moved out at 17, and both these guys, I mean, I think they're both like 30, 31 when they moved out.
Okay, let them live.
Oh, I let them live, but I let them know how I felt about them living like that.
I'm jealous.
Now, Automatic, also, weren't you a little bit more of like a spitball, fireball type of person growing up, right, compared to your brothers?
Yeah, I was a very different personality from both of them.
Maybe them being at home is a little bit more comfortable for your parents than you being at home.
Exactly.
I remember one summer I tried to move back home after college for like, it lasted maybe 2 months, and my dad was like, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah, because your mom said she used to have to close your door because you were so messy. She's like, I gave up on trying to tell him to clean. Just shut Otto's door. For anybody who's wondering, your kids should be out of the house by 25, according to experts. By 25, that is the cutoff date. It depends on your culture, right? And we got to talk about that. There are cultural differences.
I think it depends more on your financial situation for you and that kid. Like, stay there until you're like 28. If you're still going to college and you're 25, stay there. Don't come out into the real world and start paying these bills that we all have to start paying when we go forward.
I think that's so unfair to your parents. I think that's so unfair to ask people that should be enjoying life to cover yours because you're afraid of the struggle. Great beginnings start with a mattress on the ground and some ramen in the cabinet.
I feel like the reason I'm here today is because of the struggle. Because there was so many times where I went to go pull money out of my account, and because you can only take a $20 bill out, I couldn't take anything
That's
out.
That's right. Those are life lessons. The world is hard. It is not going to let you buy Chanel bags when you want. The world is tough. Your job space is not going to let you do what you want because they love you like your mom and dad.
I do feel like my brothers had like an adjustment period once they both left the house.
Of course.
They're where they like, and I remember even talking to Matt. I was like, that's not the way the world works anymore,
exactly.
Huh? You can't go on those European ski trips.
They have not been on a plane in years.
They got to pay for those houses now.
I know. You know what? It really is up to you, especially when it comes to the cultural differences. But in the end, the struggle makes you who you are. That's where you learn life's greatest lessons. All right, do you remember the moment you wanted to move out of the house? Like, it just hit you like a light bulb? We should talk about that a little bit later on.
What's up, y'all? It's Jack Harlow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Does Jay-Z have something to worry about? Is Beyonce interested in another man? We are actually going to hear from him after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Rob Kardashian celebrating his birthday. Aww. And another Rob Lowe, celebrating his birthday. We'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, so Terrence Howard, who arguably in the early 2000s was one of the biggest superstars in the world. Yeah, he was in movies like Hustle and Flow. He was in Ray.
He was a Marvel star.
Marvel star, all of that. Says that he had a shot with Beyonce and he kicked her to the curb. Oh my gosh, this is from the PBD podcast.
I had a chance to date Beyonce early on, and we had a conversation, and I ended up talking to the other girl inside of Destiny, the girl with the blue eyes. And I remember Beyonce looking over at me, and I think that's why she picked me to do that dance when she did the kind of striptease dance that we did at BET's or whatever, to show me what I had lost.
Why he was talking about this now, I have no idea. Now, you know, Beyonce has to go home and hear Jay-Z. Were you talking to him? Were you hooking up with Terrence?
Wasn't this before her and Jay-Z were together?
So they were already talking, but remember, there was a moment that Beyonce told Jay-Z, hold up, I need to do some things and you're going to have to wait. And he did. He has a song where he's like, I'm going to wait. Because you're worth it.
Like, he does, because I've been listening to 444 lately, and he talks about that.
He had to wait. She said, what? I am young, and I'm going to do what I need to do, and you're either going to wait or not. And he said, I'll wait. And it all worked out.
Do you believe there's any truth to Terrence Howard's
story?
Yeah,
for sure. At that moment, he was like the biggest star in the world.
There's a line in 444 where he says, I instead of telling you to marry me, I told you don't embarrass me.
Yeah. And now here you go, Terrence. Embarrassing.
He just pulled that scab
Beyonce
right off.
But you know, so I get it. I get it because nobody's talking about Terrence Howard now.
Yes. Okay. There's that aspect. And then, like, dude, if I dated Beyonce, it's going to be hard not to tell somebody.
Well, he didn't even date her. He kicked her to the curb. He dated the blue-eyed chick.
Farrah Franklin.
Yeah, Farrah Franklin. There you go. Bringing people's names up, though, from the past, there's a time and a place. Sometimes we'll mention folks. I don't ever mention anybody by name on the radio. But the other day, my daughter, Stage-O-Matic, she says, Mom, did you used to date this guy, blah, 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 blah? And I said, what? She said, he said to my friend that you were his girlfriend. I said, in fourth grade. In fourth grade, Stasia.
That's his claim to fame, Dana. Let him live.
Well, and I said, what? She said, he full on said y'all had a relationship. I said, for like 2 months.
Me and Jackie B had a relationship in fourth grade, too.
You guys were serious, though. Jackie B, you made her a Christmas decoration. She still puts it up every year, Otto.
Well, I had that effect on women.
We're at the club one night, Anthony, I'm not kidding you, and Otto is DJing, and of course I'm standing there, number one groupie, and here comes this really cute woman. She's like, hey Dana, I'm Jackie B, I'm Otto's ex. I was like, what? Because I thought I knew all of his exes. She said, yeah, in fourth grade he made me this decoration. And to this day, you guys are good
friends.
We're
still great
friends.
That's different. She's an amazing person.
Bringing someone up in a way that could almost make you question, right? Like, you know, Jay-Z is questioning Beyonce at this time.
Maybe, unless he has an undeniable truth as his wife, like you and Dana do. You guys know all each other's exes. This is crazy.
Oh, you don't talk about your exes to your new dating partners, Anthony?
Oh, okay, thanks. You got to remind me that I'm single. All right. You couldn't even put that sentence together.
I couldn't. Anthony's ready for a relationship.
What's up? What's up? It's time to wake that ass up. It's Miguel. I'm hanging out with my homegirl on the Dana Cortez Morning Show, the best morning show. Let's get it.
Another celebrity tequila, but this time I'm actually excited about it. Otto will give us details inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the Progressive Studios. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
CBS just released a study that says too few or too many kids can kill you faster. Six or more will age a woman. Three is the perfect number. It seems to reverse biological aging in women by as much as 8 years.
Oh, wow.
I literally have three kids. I'm like, no.
Dana's going to live forever.
That's why I was like, no.
But I don't know if I'm buying that. My grandma had 11 kids and she lived to be 93.
She also walked a lot. She didn't really, you know, do a lot of bad things. She read, she gardened, she lived a pretty good life. You know, did she smoke?
She didn't smoke. She was a drinker, though.
She wasn't a drinker. She would sip wine every now and
then. The last time I went to dinner with her, she was drinking.
Oh, are you just mad because she ordered a nice bottle of wine?
Oh, she got drunk.
And speaking of alcohol, what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias is bringing us a new tequila. He's actually bringing us a Mexican-American tequila is what he calls it. It's called Pocho Fino.
That's funny, Pochofino.
Yeah, and it's going to come in fresh lime and jalapeno, grilled pineapple, and then, of course, you're just going to have your normal Blanco as well.
You knew that it was going to taste good if Fluffy's putting it out. He's in there tasting. I'm so proud of him. Think about how much he's grown as a comedian, Anthony. Yeah. You and know him very well.
Yeah, shout out to the big homie. He's a world star. Just got his Hollywood Walk of Fame, too. And
I
also
saw that.
One thing I like about it, too, is like pocho is something. What's the term, Dana? It's not a good term, right?
Well, typically. It is. It's like funny. You're making fun of yourself because you're not Mexican enough for the Mexicans and you're not American enough for the Americans. Like Selena's dad said, it really is. You don't have the good Spanish going, but you still identify with your culture. And he's proud. I was reading. Mm. He said he's so proud of this. I'm not much of a drinker. But hey,
we're gonna have to try the grilled pineapple.
Man, the jalapeno lime sounds good to me. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. Mm. Any corned beef and cabbage lovers in here?
Right here.
Right here? My nanny used to make it every St. Patty's Day. She would always make with little bitty potatoes in there. I can still smell the cabbage. I don't know how she would cook it. Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
Speaking of Grandma Dorothy, she made corned beef and cabbage all the time.
Well, you're Irish, right, Otto? Yeah, your family's Irish. When my grandma would make it, I would make it into like a patty and pretend I was a dog. And eat it.
Why does that not surprise me?
I was an only child. It kind of looks like dog food. I would bark. I would eat it. Had to entertain myself. Okay.
There you go. And that's why it's better to have more kids. Three is a magic number right there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We had a mom named Andy on the radio, and she was talking about her little girl, Taylor, who's 9 years old, in a TikTok video that went viral because little Taylor went to school so excited she borrowed her mom's Tumblr because all the girls have Stanleys and she's being bullied by these little girls. And she's like, finally, I'm going to have a Stanley. They're going to accept me. They're going to want me in their group. And that's not exactly how things played out.
So she goes and she's like, oh, I got a Stanley like you guys. And these little girls are like, that doesn't look like a Stanley. And she's like, yeah, it's a Stanley. Like, it looks like y'all's cup. And they're like, no, that's not a real Stanley. Your mom can't afford to buy you a real one.
We actually had this mom on the radio. You can listen to our convo with her in its entirety on the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Man, that hit hard. I used to get that all the time. Your mom can't afford. Your nana can't afford. Your uncle, nobody can afford anything for you, Dana. And they couldn't. Damn. That was real. That was real talk. But I had food. I had shoes on my feet. They might not have had a brand name, but they did. I had a shirt on my back and pants, and I didn't have the nicest things. It was so hard to be made fun of because I felt ashamed of my family. Mm. And as an adult, I feel so guilty about that. I did not want my uncle to drop me off in front of the school because I was ashamed of our car. Oh my gosh, when girls would come in with their Nikes and their brand names, and I would feel so embarrassed because I didn't have any of that. I had those little Payless white shoes. I don't know if you remember them. They're just white canvas. Yep. And I'm so angry at myself for being ashamed of them when I should have been ashamed of the kids making fun of me. But I was little and I didn't understand. I just wanted to be part of the accepted group of all these girls that got to hang out and have fun. And I was always by myself playing tetherball alone in the corner. I got really good at tetherball though.
There you go. Yeah, you don't need anybody for that one. It's a sad reality because bullying is something that's always going to kind of be around. Those kids didn't know what they were doing to you necessarily. They knew that they were making jokes, but they didn't understand how low they were making you feel. And similar to the girl who had this situation with the Stanley Cup. And I think we all kind of go through those moments of just wanting to fit in no matter what group you want to roll with or whatever. I had a similar experience, but it wasn't even because my mom couldn't afford it. I remember I wanted some Air Force Ones, the Nike Air Force Ones, when I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, all right, let's go get them. And I picked out the wrong shoes.
Oh, Anthony, yeah. You didn't know which ones
I didn't
get.
I didn't know which Air Force Ones were. Like, I didn't want to tell any of my friends that, but I didn't know what they were. And I picked the wrong ones out. So then I wore them to school the next day, and everyone was like, yo, those ain't Air Force Ones. What are you doing? And I couldn't even like go cry to my mom because she was like, you made that dumb decision yourself.
Like, you the one.
Yeah, so I had to wear those
You made her spend top dollar of her single mom money on a shoe you didn't even need.
I had to wear, I wore them, though. I wore those Air Force 2s all year. dog.
Yeah. I remember when I was in fifth grade, my mom and dad had bought me a pair of McGregor Jordans, which were basically fake Jordans.
Oh,
and,
Otto.
This kid gave me a flat tire, and he ripped the sole off the shoe. So I duct taped the shoe and wear them like that for like 3 weeks. So my parents felt bad about it. They eventually ended up buying me a real pair of Jordans. I wore those things the rest of my fifth grade year. But that was the only time they ever bought me anything, because I remember I was just thinking about this. In seventh grade, I wore my mom's shoes to school every day, and I lied to everyone and said that they were not girls' shoes. I swore to God, these are not girls' shoes.
Everybody knew they were girls' shoes. Their mamas were wearing those to Zumba.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, the girls' shoes, that was a hard lie. That was a hard pill to swallow, especially in seventh grade.
That's why you hit all them home runs. You got to do something.
That's why I learned how to fight. That's why I was in boxing.
You're fighting for your identity.
Literally.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.